Hey, thank you for watching today. I'm Kathy Duplantis. This is Glorious Living, and we're going to talk about being an overcomer because God has called you to be victorious. Hello, it's a great day to be alive and to live a glorious life. Chrissy, welcome again.
I love being with you here, Miss Kathy, and everybody viewing from all over the world. It really is amazing.
We love it. You know, we love hearing your testimonies, hearing about how God is touching your life. And you, every time you read a story, it always touches my heart.
I know.
You got another one?
I do. I have another one, and it's a good one. It's from Facebook, and it says, I'm 67 years old and was raised in church. I can honestly say that in the pandemic, I totally surrendered to Jesus, and I have not looked back. Mm-hmm. Your teachings are from God. I watch every Sunday morning service at Covenant Church. God bless both of you. I'm trying to get to one of your services in person soon. So this is awesome. This is an e-member right here.
I love that. Yes. And you know, when you're in person, it's so much stronger. But I love hearing the testimonies of people watch online. Our e-churches members are so precious
we
to us.
We do. We love it. And Covenant Church is just so dynamic and powerful, whether it's the anointed worship, the messages, Pastor Kathy, or when bosses in the house or guest speakers. Everything is just filled with the anointing and the presence of God.
Yeah, and it's all about learning how to live a victorious life in Christ. This is what the program's all about, too, about living a glorious life in Jesus.
That's right.
Why I'm excited about our new guest.
Me too.
You're going to meet somebody new. We're so excited to welcome Cass Mae Carter into Studio C. You might recognize her as one of our Covenant Church worship singers. Cass Mae is a talented songwriter, singer-songwriter, and recording artist based out of New Orleans. She was a finalist on the popular singing show The Voice, and Cass Mae is also an entrepreneur, a philanthropist, and a business owner. She and her husband, Gary, have been married for over 5 years and have a beautiful 2-year-old girl named Sienna. And Cass Mae is here today with us to share some of her personal experiences of how she remained victorious in Christ and how we can all be overcomers when we stay connected to God's presence. I love that. Welcome, Cass Mae.
There she is. Hey. Welcome to Studio C and looking so color coordinated and beautiful.
And you're looking beautiful too. Thank y'all so much for having me. This is truly an honor.
Oh, I've been looking forward to it for so long. You know, we've met briefly. We've talked a few times, but I always get so blessed when I see you share your gift at the church.
Yes.
And for our conferences as well. You've been there for our visionary conferences, many glorious conferences as well. And so many people are ministered to because you just share what God gave you. Girl, you talented.
Yes, very, very talented.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I really, you know, take pride in worshiping God and being able to usher that spirit in. So
yeah. Well, it shows. You know,
it does.
You know, you give glory to God because it's all about
it's
Him.
All
and
about
you know
him.
That. The gift He's given you came from Him. But you know what? A lot of people have a gift, but they hold back.
That's right.
You give it 100%, and that's what I love.
Me too. It's done with excellence. And I love being on the team with you, getting to know you. And I know just that spirit, that joy that you bring. It changes the atmosphere. It really does. And I love getting to hear about your story too today. I know so many people are going to just really feel that power of God in their life propel them to overcome whatever situation they're facing as well.
Yes, so. And worshiping, that is truly how we fight our battles. The song says that, but honestly, some Sundays I am up there and I am crying out to God and I am literally letting Him have whatever's on me because we come to church, you know, for healing. We come to church, you know, to be around like-minded individuals who love God and who want to do right. But the truth is we're all hurting. We're all dealing with different things. And what better place to be at the altar and at the foot of Christ, just crying out and singing and worshiping and moving those demons and those spirits out the way.
It's all don't let them crowd you in because I know recently you came through a very devastating thing where you had a house fire.
Yes, ma'am.
And your family was safe. Thank God
thank
for that.
God.
But you were displaced for such a long time.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think you're still getting things back in place. You were just sharing with that. But that's a difficult thing to go through. And yet you came to church. Is that right when it happened? I remember I saw you in the church, hugged your neck. There you are, giving God an opportunity
Amen.
To minister to you, even when you were at your lowest point. Mm-hmm. And I admire that.
And it was difficult because you see things like that happen all the time on TV and you see, you know, you hear about people losing their homes and things like that, but to actually be in it was really mind blowing. But the community showed up, that you all showed up, you were able to be a blessing to us, and that helps. And so people have to understand, like, we can pray and pray and pray. And when we believe, though, he starts to send the resources and the things that we need to really get through it. Pray and believe it. Don't just pray just for the sake of saying, I'm praying, I'm praying. No, pray and believe that whatever it is that you need, he is going to provide, because he does. As little as people bringing meals to us, you know, because I didn't have a kitchen at the time. We had to go stay at hotels and Airbnbs, and I had friends and family showing up with groceries. And I'm like, thank you, God. Mm-hmm. You know, it may seem little, but it meant a lot.
Oh, of course.
My mind is all over the place. I'm like, where am I about to live?
Yeah.
How am I going to be able to do this and be a mom and a new mom at that? You
yes.
know, I'm still trying to figure things out. Like, mm-hmm. come on, Lord,
right.
what's going on? Oh. So yeah, it was a transitional period, but man, just being around the right people, it matters so much.
That's right.
You know, being around people who are going to encourage you and pray with you and pray for you, it really helped us get through, you know, one of the most difficult times mm-hmm. of our mm-hmm. life. I mean, we had to really gut out our whole house.
Yeah.
So it's like everything starting from scratch, you know.
Mm-hmm. Are you in your home yet?
So we are waiting on our occupancy license. Okay. And that could be any day now. So
oh,
you guys,
on,
pray
Jesus.
With us.
Amen.
That
right
comes
program.
Next week.
So we have praying viewers rallying for you and please. Just lifting you up. But all through all of that time, like Miss Kathy was saying, you were at church. You showed up.
Yeah.
And always with a smile and always ready to help.
Yes.
And that's amazing how the community, family members, church yes. members rallied together
yeah.
in that time of need. So I'm so excited for you about to step into this new season, and that the Ooh. Best is on. It's here. We're walking
well,
into
it. I've been in a fight, boy. I've been in a fight for the last 3 years. It's like, it's something though, because I used to say, you know, I've had a beautiful, blessed life, not a perfect life, but it's been very on purpose, very purposeful. You know, I'm very direct about making sure that God is proud of me, that my parents are proud. My
yes.
parents have been married 45 years, you know, and I just wanted to be a good daughter, you know, and that's why I started the program, Daughter of the King. But I was just like, God, you know, just use me as your vessel, like everything that I'm going through, like
yeah.
just mm-hmm. use me as your vessel, the house fire, depression, all of these things that I really feel like I've been in a fight. But this is how we fight our battles, just worshiping and continuing to show up
yeah.
in church and being where you can receive the word of God and the encouragement to keep pushing forward.
Yeah.
And I needed it, y'all. I was battling depression. Like, I literally was like, God, I can't shake this. And I'm a positive Patty, you know?
Sure
yeah.
are.
Positive Patty.
Positive
I mean,
Patty.
You've got so many projects always going on. I remember you had, like, well, you were ministering to the young girls, mm-hmm. right? You have
still
outreaches
it.
In the community that mm-hmm. you regularly do,
yes,
and you're
ma'am.
Always giving of yourself
pouring
to
out.
Other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so why it's important, that's why it's important to stick in the Word, stay in the Word of God, be in church, be a worshiper,
yes.
so God can pour back into you, because you can't get depleted.
No, you can't.
You have
you can't.
To stay
You have
close
to continue
him.
To do His work. And,
yeah.
you know, whatever your purpose is connected, you know, to your passion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm passionate about people because I love people. And I grew up in a house. My parents love people. My
yeah.
mom, she always had girls over. As she had 7 girls of her own, mm-hmm. you know.
My
but,
God bless her.
Yeah, my parents had 8 kids.
Wow, what
okay.
a mama.
My mom had
mama.
6 girls.
Oh,
so,
come on.
And I'm the one right in the middle.
Oh,
so
wow.
I had 2 older, 2 younger.
And so. I'm the oldest, so it's like
six. Kids, 5 girls.
Yeah. I'm the
oh
oldest, so
goodness.
I've always been, you know, really serious about being a great example for them. You know, they're watching me.
Yeah.
But my parents had 7 girls and a boy, and my mother used to have all the girls in the neighborhood come over, so she started a girls' club.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to look forward to that. All the girls in the neighborhood looked forward to it. And so then, you know, as I got older, I started a girls' club. You
okay.
know, that's Daughter of the King. And then my dad, he would take us out into the projects and the developmental areas. And he would bring food and pray, you know, with the neighbors and the homeless.
Wow.
And so I got a little bit of both from both of my parents as far as the philanthropy goes.
Mm-hmm.
The kids and the young people. Because I saw a lot of these children in our neighborhoods, they weren't afforded the opportunity to be surrounded in love
yeah.
like
oh,
I
yeah.
was. I was
wow.
bullied throughout my life because I love people and I'm so kind, and they felt they could walk over me and they could pull my hair
yeah.
and they knew I was nice and I was always giving. But so many kids, they didn't understand that. So they were mean, they were bitter, they were angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taught at a young age from my parents that hurt people hurt people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I never, you know, Wow. Went back at it. Yes. I never fought them. I never, you know, gave into that. Instead, I loved them because love is the answer, you know?
Sure,
and I was taught that from both my parents. And I felt like, even now, like, it's my responsibility to share love because I was afforded that luxury growing up.
What a blessing
it
for you to have
that. It
was
a blessing. It was a blessing.
My goodness.
And I get emotional about it. So many kids are being beat every day. Like, we have a kid center, and these parents are slapping their kids in the face because they're not, you know, happy with whatever the gifts are that the kids are giving them. Mm. You know, it's called Kids for Good, and we teach them the kids generosity, right?
Good.
So you come in, you get something for yourself, and then you get something for someone special to you. Mm-hmm. Well, some of these kids are coming in here, oh, my mom's going to love this because she asked me to walk on her back because her back is always hurting, and get a massage or something.
Wow.
And they go outside, and the parents smack her and say, what were you thinking? Why did you get this?
Oh, my goodness.
So I see, and I'm around it all the time, these children are not raised in loving homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was blessed to be able to do that. So my job is to show love to everybody I meet. Because you never know what people are going through.
Amen. That's so true.
That's beautiful. I love that. And, you know, we forget sometimes if we're in that environment. You know, I grew up in a home where a lot of people don't know about my whole life and something. My mother was abused by my father. He beat her up a lot. So they divorced when we were younger. And it was probably a good thing that they got divorced. I remember I had a memory where he threw her out of a moving car, and she had a broken arm.
Oh, my
so we
goodness.
Grew up, Mom, we were never abused, the children, mm-hmm. and my mother never hit us because I guess she grew up in that. She was one that was beat as a child.
Jesus.
And so you think about the environment that people grow up in and how it can affect them, but it didn't really affect my mother. She didn't whip up, you know, because sometimes it's generational.
Yes, it absolutely
but
is.
But she broke the cycle because I don't remember a spanking myself. I got a little slap on the face when I was smart mouthed one time. But she was apologizing even for that.
She
but
felt
it was
bad.
A rare thing.
Like, no.
But it was such a beautiful thing. But I know there are a lot of kids that go through that. And I'm so thankful that God's able to use you to touch their hearts.
That compassion.
And you're making an impact on every life.
Amen.
Whether they
that.
Show it or not.
Yeah.
And they see how they can be by looking at you, even though they don't see that modeled at their home.
Yeah. And that's what I say. We have a few moments to have them in our care. And when they're there, it's important for everyone on the team to show that same amount of love and compassion and grace for these kids because you don't know what they walk outside to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's been a big part of my life, just treating everybody with kindness because not just children, but guess what? Us adults, we were children at one point.
Oh, yeah.
And that background, how we were raised and where we were raised, men who don't talk, you know what I mean? Women who you like, why are they so mean? Or it's the story behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so instead of you getting the attitude back with them, which is adding to the fire, be kind and say something nice to them. And I see hard men soften up when I just smile at them and be like, you all right today? You know, what's going on? You having a hard time? You just never know. Like kindness, kindness, kindness.
It matters.
That's and that so is true. That is a glimpse of God.
Yeah.
The kindness and the love that we spread and the joy and the hope. It's a glimpse of God, and he's the only one who gets the glory for that.
I love that, and I love that you've overcome so much, you know, and it really does, everywhere you go, whether it's on the platform at Covenant Church singing a song or doing any of the other things that you've done, songwriting, being on television shows, all that, the light of God's in you, and it's portrayed throughout everything that you do. It really is. And so what are some tools that people, they might be watching, maybe they didn't go through a house fire, but something similar, a devastating, something that happened that the devil attacked them with, that they can have tools where they can overcome and walk victoriously no matter what life circumstances look like. What do you say to those people?
I would say definitely surround yourself with people who love God. That's the first thing. And if you don't know anybody personally, social media is such a huge thing right now.
Yeah.
Reach out, like find a mentor, find godly, the Bible speaks about godly counsel. And I will admit, I had a couple of therapists when I was going through my depression, but I made sure those therapists knew God.
Yeah, you believers.
Know? Mm-hmm. I made sure they knew God because I don't need medicine. I don't need those things. But it is important that you have people that are pouring into you and speaking into your situation. I always tell my kids, you know, stay away from people who are always saying, no, you can't do that. You shouldn't do that. You look ugly. Like people that are negative and like stay away from that. If you're going through something, already, that's the last thing you need.
Yes.
People
right.
on your back saying you can't or you shouldn't or just being negative Nancy's. Like, you don't need that. Like, and I understand, and I tell the kids too, I'm like, I understand that might be your mom. That's the one that, and you can't run away
from
her.
Of course.
You can't get away, yeah. but you can go on your knees and you can pray and ask God to give her a little bit more of a compassionate heart. And I've changed my prayers specifically. Like I saw the move of God when I start changing my prayers and being more specific and not just God bless me or God help me to deal mm-hmm. with this person. When I say, God, you deal with this person and please let this person stay off my back or leave me alone. Like, and he did
yeah, he removes
it. And he
it.
Does it every
it's so
time.
Good. It's so good.
You have to be specific in your prayers, but then also having the right amount of people, the right people around you. And then also like, finding that quiet time mm-hmm. because prayer is talking to God, but meditation is listening for him to talk back to mm-hmm. you. And so many times we get on our knees and we pray and then we get up and we start moving all around yeah. and we're doing all this stuff. You're not allowing, that's not a cool conversation. Like, it wouldn't be cool if you guys are up here talking to me and I never say anything back to you, right?
And then you just walk off.
And then I just walk off and I'm like,
there's the show. Where'd she go?
Okay, like how weird is that and awkward?
You're right though,
so
when you put it that way.
So we have to allow God to do his part and do his thing. And he will do it.
Come on, yes.
He will do it. That yeah. is so important when you're going through things. You got to have that moment because you block out the noise. Mm-hmm. It's so many people going to tell you what to do and how you should do it.
Yeah.
But you got to hear directly from the
Amen.
Source.
Amen.
That's
know?
So good.
Yes,
I
indeed.
Love that. And, you know, I was just thinking about how, you know, how important it is to we realize that people that we there are around, some of them are going to speak negative things, of course, but there's always going to be somebody that will speak yep. good things.
Yeah.
God will put somebody in your path. And we can make a decision who we're going to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I'm glad that you're praying for those kids and for people that you come into contact with. I was just thinking about my husband, how his family really wasn't encouraging. You know, mm. and he was so gifted in so many ways. They and he was abused as well as a child, even though it was a church family.
Wow.
And so some of the stories I hear, my heart breaks for him when I hear them. But, you know, they always said, you're never going to do anything. You're not going to make anything. But he believed in himself.
Yeah, absolutely.
So really, regardless of what other people say, you got to believe in yourself. You had a good mom and daddy, but not everybody did.
Yeah.
But you could still believe in yourself.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
Don't worry about your, you know, you can get stuck in your background and say, I didn't have a good parent. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a good home life. Mm-hmm. I have everything else bad. But there's always going to be another person. God will put someone in your path, mm-hmm. even if it's put himself. And just remind you how wonderful and special you are.
Yeah.
And so he does that. And I remember my husband just holding on to that.
Yeah.
And even when he achieved some level of success, even before we became born again, he was in the music industry.
Yeah.
I know you're familiar with that.
Uh-huh.
And his parents would sometimes, or people would say, who do you think you are?
Come on.
And you got to fight that.
You do.
You know, gifted people, I'm not one of those gifted people with musically or anything, but I mean, there are people that have gifts. The enemy comes against them
yeah.
to try to knock them up.
And let's not get it twisted. People have told me that I sound like I'm whining in the past. Like, they don't like my voice. And like even though I believe in myself, people would try to knock me down.
Of course.
Oh, even when I was on The Voice, you know, oh, you still chasing a dream. You still trying to do this and trying to do. It's negativity. But we have to remember the enemy's only job is to steal, kill, and destroy. If he can destroy
True.
Your spirit and your happiness and your joy and your self-confidence, that's what he's trying to do. You have to say, no, I rebuke you, devil. I know I got this. And maybe I cracked today, but I'm going to work harder and make sure
yes.
I have my hot tea or my water before. Make sure I do my warm-ups. You know, and that goes with all phases of life. There's things that we can always do to be better,
yes.
you know, to get stronger. And confidence comes from just practicing
yeah.
things. So if people are telling you, you can't do this or you're not good at it, and you know in your spirit God gave you something special and you can't do anything else but think about that thing, hone that gift, hone that craft,
yeah.
work on it. YouTube University, we didn't have that growing up,
YouTube,
but you guys can learn how to do anything,
that
okay?
Is right. That is
so,
right.
We had the little transistor radio.
I mean,
a lot older.
We had the cassette players and I had to record my song like Jesus Loves You in the recorder. Now, I mean, you can just make a whole song in
make
the bathroom.
An album in the, yep.
And it sounds crispy and on point, you know? So
yeah,
the negativity is there, but you also have to look in the mirror and say, you know what, you are valuable. And I'm big on affirmations.
Yes.
You know, like mm-hmm. affirm yourself. Like,
yes.
Even with the break room, our smash therapy, like before they leave, we say, repeat after me, I am enough. I am valuable. I am blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I am optimistic. I am focused. Because people may not be telling those things, you know, to you. They may not be saying it, but you can say it. And when you say it, you feel something.
Oh, exactly.
That's the Holy Spirit in you. He created you. God, I always say God is a gentleman. He's not going to force himself on anyone, but you can ignite when you start believing it and speaking it. That's when he's able to do his thing. Faith over fear. Faith is the access door for God to do his thing and all the angels to be released to protect you and help you. But the same thing with the fear. The enemy, when you're afraid and you're scared, that's when the enemy attacks and all his little come out after you. Rebuke him. Believe in yourself. Have faith that God created you without a mistake and you're going to be all right. Let God work.
Preach
Let
it, Kasme.
Come on,
that
somebody.
That is so good. That's good
hey,
stuff.
Y'all over here. I've been looking over here.
I'm telling you what, because right? when you said that, and you spoke about social media, finding people. Now, you have a lot of followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
How many around?
Girl, you know, about 55,000. But I'm
people.
Like, where are some of them? Because some of them don't ever say anything. They don't say hello.
But
they don't
watching.
Say boo.
They're watching. Now, I'm one of those followers, and I love following you and seeing your evolution of music, too, because you really tapped into the Christian, your Christian music.
Absolutely.
And you have a new single out, isn't that correct?
My Bad.
It's called My Bad. And it's really just asking God for forgiveness. Can you explain
Absolutely.
A little bit?
Okay, so I'm going to say one thing about me and my music, right? So you can listen to any Kasme song that's out there anywhere, and it's always going to be surrounded around love, like some aspect of love. Like, I believe that music is supposed to be therapy. So I've only created music that's going to give you some hope or some insight, even if it's talking about a relationship. It's going to tell you how you can love yourself enough to get out of it and to do better and not take that person back. But I've grown into this new space where it's really more about God. Like, it's so important because we could talk about love all day, but the truth is God is love.
Right.
And so I'm really excited about just pushing him, you know,
of course,
with the music, and it's still hip and all that. But My Bad is an apology letter to God.
Mm-hmm.
Basically saying, my bad, Lord, like making it a cool phrase for kids and all of us to just be like, I messed up.
Be real.
Like, be real. Keep it real. Like, my bad, Lord, I should have never done you like that. And when I think about some things over my life, I'm like, it was small, but it's a lie. And it's a sin. If you're lying, it's sin. Omission is sin. Like, if I am coming on this show and I'm like, hey guys, I have to leave for a second because I need to go and do something. And, you know, it's important that we are very honest with ourselves and honest with God, most importantly, guys. Like, and so it says, Lord, you know, forgive me. And at this point, I'm sorry about my past. Maybe I didn't shout it from the mountaintops like I should, but now I'm at a place where I'm going to let everybody know that I love you and I am for you. I will no longer be ashamed. I will no longer be worried about what people are saying about me, because in this music industry, I'm going to be honest, like, we want to be accepted. We want people to like our music and to listen to our songs, and everything is personal to us because we write it. But the truth is, man, like, people are hurting and they need Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
And it starts with recognizing a problem and an issue. And I recognize I wasn't bold enough. You know, like, I feel like you see it in me, but if I'm not shouting it from the mountaintops,
right,
that it is him who got me
giving
through the fire.
The glory.
It is him who got me through depression. It is him who got me through college days, you know, where I was being abused or whatever. Like, it's all him. And for us to just take a second to say, Lord, it starts there. I'm sorry. I'm going to do better. And us to actually do better.
Yeah.
And
that's
important.
Where it all starts with you. Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Yeah.
He does.
He does. He's so good.
And then
so
he
good.
Gets a clean slate. You don't have to go back. He's not going to remind you of it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
He's just going to lift you up like you would a child that would be trying to walk your child,
that's
teach
it.
Your child to walk.
Yes.
You're going to, if they trip and fall, you're not going to fuss them.
Mm-hmm.
A good parent doesn't.
No.
And so you pick them up. Maybe if they need to be dusted off, you do that, and you send them on their way. God always has a good plan for our lives.
Yes.
And I love what he's doing in your life, how
you.
You're bold enough to say what God wants you to say and sing it and let the chips fall where they may.
Let
Not
them.
Everybody's going to love it.
And they don't,
but you
and
know,
some don't, and that's okay.
We love it.
I know I love it. I listen to it.
Sometimes my feelings be hurt because I'm like, how come I didn't get called to do this or get called to do that? But what's for you is for you.
Thank
and
you.
And honestly,
yes.
I don't want to be around people who are wanting me to dim my light. Like, one lady was like, she didn't want to work with my organization, my nonprofit. nonprofit. She said, because I'm always talking about God. Well, boo, if you have a problem with me talking about God, please don't ever ask me to be a part of anything you're doing, because he is the reason for it all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if I can't talk about him, I don't want to be around
you. Yeah, and all you're mm-hmm. doing, if you don't, if God's not involved in it, you're putting a Band-Aid on a problem. You're really not fixing, the deep eternal
That's
problem.
Right.
Because really, we're talking about eternity here, not just this one day, maybe a few years in this life. Yeah. We have an eternal.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And enough people don't really think, I think enough people don't even talk about that. Like, what is it like after, when we leave here? That's why we love the church, because you all do. You know, you talk about that, about what it's going to be like on that glorious day.
We're just passing through here, and what we do here is going to be, what we do in heaven is going to be reflected upon what we do here on the earth. We're going to be judged.
Build up your storehouse now while you're on earth. Come on.
That's right. I'm expecting rewards.
Me too, sister.
I don't want to miss. I want to say, well done, huh?
Thank
good
you.
And well
faithful,
done. Not well.
Yeah.
Well, would you done
well,
did.
You're done. Well, you done.
You done. That's so good. It's so true. It's being surrounded with people that really uplift you and tell you, man, I see something great in you. I see God in you. Mm-hmm. I know you've probably had people walk in. And what makes you so happy? Where does that bubbly personality come from? And you share. You say, it's Jesus. That's where the glorious living all starts. It's all by choosing him each and every day, no matter what circumstances you face. You will be victorious.
Absolutely.
And you will overcome it because of him.
And
he
I thank God for my parents, my mom, my dad, my siblings, their husbands. You know, my husband, I just thank God for my pastors, friends, because I'm surrounded by so much love and people who really love God.
Amen.
And that matters. And I'm telling you guys, if you are out there, you need a church home, you need to be around people who are going to love on you, just pray and ask God to send them. I promise you he's going to answer that prayer, because that's what he wants for us all.
That's so true.
Iron sharpens iron.
That's true. And he never leaves us or forsakes us. He's there. There are a lot of people that are in a different situation, a estranged, maybe a physical situation where they need to get out of that.
Mm.
People have been telling them, oh, you need to forgive. You need to forgive. But
no,
you need to get out and get yourself safe somewhere and then let the Lord lead you on every step of the way on that.
Absolutely.
But it's important that we have voices in our life that help us to know what to do. And God does that. In fact, I believe that God has brought you here to this program so that you can hear words that will help you to realize you can live an overcoming life. You can be victorious.
Yes.
And God is... I believe that God is touching you even right now. Let's pray.
Hallelujah.
Father, I thank you, Lord, for Casme and all that you've done in her life and what she's been sharing. And Lord, I thank you that you've brought people here today, and they're brought here by you, by your Holy Spirit, and you're touching them even now. And Lord, today we send the word out to them. Lord, if they've been discouraged, if they've been beaten in any way, whether it's beaten down, maybe their dreams have been talked down to, Lord, lift them up today. Let them know that there's nothing that's impossible with you, that they can do all things through you, because you are strengthening them right now. We speak the strength of God in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I'm empowered.
Hallelujah.
I'm empowered. I'm filled with the joy of the Lord. And I'm just so thankful that you had the opportunity to share, because I know so many people are there. It's just been reignited, that dream, and that they can overcome. I mean, it's true.
And it's never too late. I'm 43 years old, you know,
you don't look 43. You look good, girl.
Thank you. that's why I had rough childbirthing experience. I was 41, considered at risk, you know. So, but no, it's never, ever too late to go after your dreams and to go after the visions that God has given you.
Yes, and you have such a beautiful smile. And
thank you.
I could tell that Jesus lives in you, and you sharing that with all the girls that God brings in your path, all the different people you interact with through your different businesses. And you think you have a podcast and all these guys. We want to put all that on the screen.
All
on the screen. We want y'all to go and listen to her. Follow her, do whatever you got to do, because she got some stuff going on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
she's
God
anointed.
Gets all the glory.
Amen. Always.
Thank y'all so much, just for having me here. I definitely look up to you. I think you're amazing, you know, classy woman. If you're looking for class, I mean, hello.
The boss calls it timeless elegance.
Yeah.
Timeless elegance.
Love it.
But no, I thank God for you all. And, you know, my husband and I, we were here for like 2 years kind of on and off before anybody even knew we were here before I did the voice. And then I put it in the prayer request for you guys to, you know, pray about that. And then I got the call and that Pastor Kathy wanted to meet me and all. I was like, ooh, I feel special. So since then, it's just, you know, it's been glorious.
It is glorious.
It's been a joy for us having you here today, as well as sharing your gift on the church platform. A lot of people watch our Sunday morning service, and they hear you up there giving glory to God. Yes. It's been wonderful. It's a wonderful journey. God is bringing a great team together.
Oh,
and, you know, you and Chrissy, of course, sing together on the platform.
That's my girl. That's my soprano girl right there.
I need it. I don't sing. Lessons.
You ever heard her what is it? Mountains are still being moved? That's yours right there, girl.
Thank
that belongs
you, girl.
To you.
Look,
now.
Sometimes I say, Lord, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Let's hit this note.
And her notes are in the rafters, and I'll be like, this girl is hitting them notes at 10 o'clock
well,
in the morning.
Well, coming from you, thank you. That's
You're
a blessing.
Welcome, my darling.
Love you, my girl.
We're going to have to do a Christmas song together
that
for the
sounds
people.
So
oh, yeah. Let's y'all do
we're
it.
We're making plans.
Come on. We're making plans, everybody.
Making plans
yes.
on air.
Yeah, it's going to be so good.
I love
what a
it.
Blessing. I'm so glad that you've come today. It's yes, been ma'am. So special to me because I've been looking forward to it. Okay. And I know that everybody that's been watching today has been touched and yes. blessed and encouraged mm-hmm. because God has a great plan for your life. That's just why we have Glorious Living. Yes. God wants us to live a glorious life every single day. And today you have been set free to believe that God can do great things in your life as well. Yes. Amen.
Amen. So Amen. Wonderful.
Thank you again, Chris.
Amen.
So
Love
much,
you
Chrissy
so
and Casme. All Thank the C's
you.
Here in the
all
house.
The C's.
In Studio
Triple
C. Triple C.
I love it.
In Studio C. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Good yes. stuff. And thank you for being here today. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I pray that you'll have a great day and that you'll see come here right back to Studio C and watch me for our next program. It's going to be awesome. Off the charts. God bless.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.